We did Thanksgiving together.
We did. That was so fun.
It was so sweet.
We just came over and watched a movie and had pizza.
Curtis was working that night. And, you know, Curtis is the one who makes food and I eat it. So I was like, Alexis, do you want to come over? We can order pizza.
Yeah.
And we did.
We did.
And we did. We watched Violent Night. Y'all, I know we bragged about it last year when it came out.
It's a classic.
It is such a good rewatch. Mm-hmm. It is such a satisfying movie. Oh my God, I love it.
It goes by quick.
I love revenge movies, okay? If someone's been wronged, someone's in the throes of being wronged, and then they fight back and win. I don't like revenge movies where it doesn't work out for them in the end. Like Old Boy. Don't watch that movie.
Oh, you were telling me about that.
Mm-mm. I've said too much.
Gilded Age is back and...
Is it good? Because I haven't watched it yet. I watched the first season. It was fine. I felt like nothing ever happened on that show.
But that's the vibes. It's Downton Abbey. It's the stakes are low, but they're high. Nothing's happening, but so much is happening.
Downton Abbey.
Yeah, I mean, I'm loving it. I'm going to remain faithful. There are so many Broadway great divas in this show.
Yeah.
And we get Laura Benanti in season 2. And she's got a huge part.
No.
Yeah.
I love her.
I love her so much. And I like to keep up with it. And also, we are in a really good time of year. There's so much Housewives right now. And I know you're not partaking.
But I'm glad that it's available
to you. But Salt Lake City is pretty good this season. Beverly Hills is starting off really strong. Potomac is starting off really strong. I'm not into Miami yet, but I know I'm going to love it when I do.
I tried it 1,000 years ago when they had that one season. I liked the mom. I think who's dead now.
Yeah. Well, apparently they had 4 seasons back then, and then they waited 8 years.
I gave up on one. I think Miami looks fun. I think it looks like a fun city.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you saw the TikTok that listed, I sent it to you, that listed like the top cities for LGBTQ people and then the worst cities for LGBTQ people.
Yeah.
And the number one city was Memphis, Tennessee, hometown.
Yeah.
The second two was Houston,
Texas.
But if I remember correctly, Miami was also on that list.
About worst?
Yeah. And that shocked me.
Feels like it would
but
be
But I think
the
it's very Catholic. I think that's why the city's very Catholic.
I think the gays there are like...
Humid. They're stuck in humidity.
Can't do it. Won't.
Oi! Welcome to I Made Joe.
In my homosexual opinion.
I'm Darby, I am.
And I'm Alexis P. Bevels. The P stands for perforated edges. When you rip a piece of paper and it's perforated, well, you don't have paper because you're low class.
Wait, of course I have paper. You think paper is a sign of money?
Yeah. Well, it paper? Is made of money. Money is made of paper.
Oh, so I don't have green paper or paper with pictures of the queen on it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, probably. Of the two of us, though. Is it believable?
Well, based on the accents, yes.
I could do that accent.
Posh.
Mm-hmm. Just tell me a line to say.
I fucked my father last night in the farm.
You had me until farm, because fucking your family is very posh in the UK.
Only among the royals.
Oh, God, we're canceled.
She can't watch this.
Well, she's dead. Fucked my... My father, in the butt, across from my brother, who was jerking his meat until he spewed upon my face.
Is it an Eiffel Tower situation?
Of course, it was the holidays. Ooh. Okay, we lost all UK viewers. We're so sorry about that. Fun. Update. For those of you who watched last week's episode, I told Kevin about Tamara.
Wait. You filmed last week?
We did this bit on the Dragula one. You want to do it again?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Take it back.
Wait. You filmed last week? I was sick. I thought we were going to skip last week.
We filmed.
You filmed with who?
No.
Darby.
We didn't film. You misheard me. You must still
you know,
have,
I thought
you must
this...
still have the flu. Must still have the flu in your ears. No, you misheard me. I said, if we were going to film last week, I would tell. I call you Kevin because you remind me so much of Home Alone. You're always shocked to be alone. And I'm like, you should get used to it by now. I would have told the story of Tamara Thomas watching our show and taking a video of her calling us dogs.
Listen. I know we're supposed to have thick skins.
I do.
Being drag queens in this business.
That bothered you?
I am very sensitive about some things.
Well, you shouldn't be on a review channel, babe. We kind of opened that door.
But it hurt my feelings.
Victim. Why?
She called us dogs. She called joking. You a dog.
She was joking.
No, I know.
You're mad that she zoomed in on your tits when she said it.
My tits looked fabulous.
As a purebred, beautiful dog. Speaking of incest. Anyway, so I thought it was really funny. She cried about it, which made me laugh more.
I didn't cry.
And then on the episode that I definitely didn't film with Kevin, Tia Coffey watched that episode. So then she made a video because Kevin did bring up her name. And she goes, who are these dogs? And she zoomed in on my tits. And it made me laugh. You have to laugh. So I DM'd her and I was like, oh my God, you have to stop. You know, like, that's what you say to your friends. And she sent me this voice message that was like, I was watching the episode and when I heard the Tamara story, I thought it was so funny. And I had kind of said to myself, if they ever say my name on the show again, I want to make the same video. And then 5 minutes later, you did say my name. Tia,
it was listen, meant to be.
Putting a bit in the back of your head for later, that I can get behind.
Yeah.
And in front of. Mad respect.
Eiffeled another Eiffel Tower situation.
Tia Coffey.
Tia Coffey for all stars.
Yes, because she looks beautiful now. What? That was what I said on the episode that I didn't film. So.
No, I thought this bench felt different.
Is it hairier?
There is a bit of a film on it.
Listen, Curtis and I, we decided to open things up just that one night.
On this bench?
Yeah, it's so comfortable. I wiped the film off. Let's go to Drag Race UK.
It is the top four and it's a rose.
Yes, Catherine's dead. I did really enjoy when Michael turned to, because at this point, Ginger's the only one with three badges and Michael turns to her and goes, so is this the top four you imagined? And Ginger was like, no. But to be fair, is it the top four that any of us imagined?
No, I no. thought for sure Caramel was gonna be there and I hoped Banksy was gonna be there.
As much as I dislike most of what she did on the show, I thought Vicky would be there. Yeah, so I appreciated Ginger being like, no. And of course she laughed. You know, you have
to Well, you laugh. Have to laugh. You have to laugh. You have to laugh.
Did you see what she said about my nose?
Who?
Ginger.
No.
She wrote a tweet about like, hey, when drag queens make fun of each other, it's sweet. But then when you go into someone's DMs and then you read them, it's kind of abusive. So shut up. So I retweeted that. I quote tweeted it. And I said, thank you for watching IMHO. And then she said, oh, darling, you're not bitter. You just paint your nose that way. Which I have to admit made me hard. Yeah. Listen, if you talk about me, I think that's why the Tamara thing didn't bother me at all. Because like, if you're talking about me, I'm hard. If you're mean to me, I come. And this episode we heard, I know it wasn't the point of the story, but we heard about Ginger having to act like the big masculine person. So she played rugby.
Okay.
And I know that wasn't the point of the story, but how hot was that? I'm sorry.
But here's the thing. Here's what I was saying.
Do it.
She said it like rugby is drag, sports are drag. And then later we talk about gladiators, which is, I don't know. I think it's the same as what we had here, which is American gladiators.
Bitch, American gladiators. Y'all don't even know.
Well, they might know because I think it's similar to their gladiators.
Yeah, but you have to be of a certain age.
It is drag.
So hot.
Well, it's so hot. It's like wrestler athletes doing these like physical challenges.
And they beat people. They beat regular people with sticks.
Yes.
Hot.
And they all have different characters and looks. Bitch, it's drag.
Yeah, like, I love drag.
And then I got to thinking like football, wrestling, it's all drag. So much of straight culture is just as much drag as drag.
Mrs. Doubtfire. Listen, you're born naked and the rest is drag. And I've never agreed with that more. Flight attendants. Their little costumes, that's drag.
Okay, my TikTok lately, I've been getting a lot of like, we asked flight attendants what's the secret about their job. And you swipe and you see all the Reddit posts.
Oh, okay.
And I've been really liking swiping and seeing them. Yeah. And I read a flight attendant one today and it's like the water they make the coffee with has never been cleaned in your life. So it's all full of bacteria and mold.
That's not true. I listened to a podcast about that because of the TikTok made about it.
Oh, because of the Reddit Listen, post?
Yes. There's a big tank at the airport full of water. And that water is the water that they pull for the airplanes and that they pull for all the restaurants and Starbucks in the airport. The water that you're drinking on the airplane is the same water you drink with your coffee in Starbucks.
Well, yeah, that's like what they have to do when they pull in and restock everything.
And they only clean it once a year, but it is like a tightly sealed thing. Like, there's not extra bacteria. It's not dirty. Mold. If it's clean enough for you to drink in the Chili's too, it's clean enough for you to drink on the
plane. Can we please go to a Chili's?
Yeah. When have I ever fought you on that?
We haven't been in so long.
I know. It does feel weird.
It's been over a year since our Chili's 2 adventure.
Rectum, fi. We will.
And then we'll get wrecked in our rectum.
That's true. We head to the runway. I loved Rue's look.
Oh, yeah. Rue's trash look. Bags. I didn't understand the tights, though,
RuPaul. What were the tights? Remind me.
I'll show you. I just didn't understand. They were like crisscross. Look.
Oh, they're cute. What do you mean? You never think about it?
I didn't like them.
Oh, I loved them. I gotta say, Michelle, though.
Looks great.
Michelle was hot. I love that wig on her. And can we talk just quickly about the guest judge?
Aisling B. We love her. Yeah.
Love her.
She's funny.
Thank you, sorry.
We're gonna go through their looks, poofs on parade, and then talk about their roast.
That is such a good idea.
Tamara Thomas, I thank the judges for saying that seeing the corset like that was not...
Be careful what you say. Tamara's gonna...
Well, she's already called us a dogs.
I think the camera was on your tits, so I think more so she was calling you a dog. And she said that I was probably really nice in real life.
Was she wearing a jock strap? I guess she wasn't.
I don't know. I agreed with Michelle that it should have been nude if she's gonna do anything. I mean, it's the most clothing that she's worn the whole season.
And so I like think the silhouette. Great. She looked really pretty.
Compared to the other girls, was it puffy enough? Was it poofy enough? No.
No.
But let's go to the roast.
Did I LOL?
Are you asking me or are you asking yourself?
Again, yes, but not because the things she was saying were funny. Her delivery was funny and her just in general kind of craziness is funny. It's chaos.
There was a moment where someone said something about her in the roast and she leaned back and smiled. Not a tooth in sight. Again, my teeth are candy corn. Her teeth are plastic.
No, not even. No.
Plastic strong. So we know we're throwing stones. Anyway, I did not LOL. She screamed the whole time. And I get it. They were wrestlers or gladiators. So I think they kind of had to. But I love that Tamara's brand of crazy works so well in the show.
Yeah.
I gotta say, she does it very well.
She does what she does so
well. Very well, yeah.
Didi-licious, I'll say proportion-wise, I think we've finally gotten there, but I hated the pants. I hated it that it was a jumpsuit.
Oh, okay, I disagree. I loved it all.
Oh, cool.
I loved it. For me, part of me, it's the best she's looked. It's the look I expected from someone who has already made clothes for a Drag Race winner. All the outfits just seem to have been missing some oomph. This had oomph.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. Now, her roast.
I had laughed at one really funny joke. What did she say that was so funny?
It was so funny, you forgot.
She did a good job.
No one did a bad job. I mean, Tamara didn't tell a single joke, but she was silly and funny. And I agree with the judges, she got the energy started right. Dee Dee shocked the fuck out of me.
Yeah, I think everyone was so prepared for impressed. Her to be bad.
She had a few kind of fumbles, but for the most part, god damn.
Yeah, I thought she did good.
Congrats, Dee Dee.
Yeah.
I thought you did great.
Ginger Johnson, I mean, first of all, let's talk about the look. It's so cute. It's
so fucking cute.
It's absolutely something I would wear.
And I love that she didn't just do poofy. She did big and poofy, like a circus tent.
Obsessed. She looked so beautiful.
I love that hair.
That was how you do a roast. And I was so bummed that they added that noise to make you think she fumbled with her cards. She really didn't.
Oh, we went to the roast? Yes. I thought that they zoomed in on her fumbling with the cards as a way to be like, they couldn't give her four badges going into the finale. They had to even it out with Michael so that there is some tension because we know that Ginger's gonna win.
But this was iconic. This roast was so fucking
good.
She
had joke after joke after joke and she did not stumble.
And the delivery, like you could tell she's been on a mic. She knows what to do.
Yeah, when she went for Naomi's toes, someone had already done it. And so she said her thing on it and Naomi goes, were they really that bad? And she goes, yes, darling, they were.
Yeah, she was able to like go back and forth. She wasn't just in her cards, just in her material.
For me, pot of me, this was she won the roast.
This was the roast.
She really did. 100%. But I see why they wanted to spread the badges out before the finale. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. Also, did you notice the hair that Tamara wore on the runway was Banksy's hair, the hair she got eliminated in?
Oh, I didn't notice that.
That was Banksy's wig.
Oh, that's sweet.
Banksy tweeted that wig got more time on Drag Race than she, or lasted longer than she did, which is great. I did love seeing the girls back at the roast.
I was so sad Caramel wasn't there.
She had COVID.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's so sad.
Oh, goddamn. COVID, when is COVID going to be over?
I did love Kate Butch's really bizarre, hairy, it looked like hairy blood cell dress. That made me laugh.
Yeah.
I loved it.
And finally, Michael Maruli in this puffer jacket, which I thought was so cool.
I was obsessed with this look.
Yeah.
And I love she got to one side of the runway and she put one leg out and Michelle goes, does this jacket make my leg look fat? Funny.
So funny.
Funny. Yeah, I thought she looked incredible.
And how did her roast go? I thought it went really well.
She threw her cards. That got her bonus points.
That got obviously, her bonus points.
Which I agree with the judges on that. That was impressive as fuck. And it was kind of its own roast of like, y'all are idiots. I don't need this.
Yeah.
And she did have good jokes.
She did really good. My thing was, I think Ginger won because her delivery was so fluid and natural. I think Michael was very like, say the line, stop for a laugh.
Yeah.
It was like bringing the energy up for the joke only and then bringing it back down. And then bringing it up and then bringing it back down.
That was a great way to describe it.
Thank you.
It's kind of like us. I bring the energy up. Everyone's so excited. Like, oh, she's so funny and beautiful. And then you say something and...
And I just kind of halt everything.
Yeah.
And I
want to kill myself.
Oh, honey, please don't say things like that.
Sorry. I want to kill you.
Better. Thank you.
Was she good? Yes. Did she get extra bonus points because she threw the cards? Yes.
Yes.
But was it
Was
my
her
winner?
Runway great? Absolutely. Yes.
Wait. Yeah, the runway was killer.
The runway was killer.
Yeah. So the winner is Michael.
The winner is Michael. Which, and you know what?
She deserves.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I feel like Ginger did win in my heart.
We're also biased. Now, can we please discuss the Untucked moment?
Yes.
Was that flu?
I'm sorry. No. It was an intake and I had a little bit of flu. Okay, so all the girls except for Caramel are back in the Untucked. And they're all jolly, jolly, jolly. And then Vicky's like, actually, Dee Dee, I hate your fucking guts.
This is why... That is such a good summary. Listen, I loved Vicky's runways, but I do not vibe with her. Her personality
on TV.
I think she's very adversarial, and I think she's kind of butthurt, and that's not fun.
See, I think she's just horny, and I love that.
And that does make your butt hurt. They said on your message, on your mirror message, you said that you loved most of us, and she's like, okay, fine. It's you, Dee Dee. I didn't like the way you handled the thing with Alexis, and so blah, blah, blah. And she's like, and I didn't want to be unprofessional and bring it up on the show. And then they cut to
Ginger's
talking head, and she goes, hanging on to something for 10 episodes and then confronting her like, yeah. I don't know that you were any more professional now, which I completely agree. It just came off bad.
It did come off bad.
Yeah. It made Vicky look so bad. And listen, I'm not Dee Dee's biggest fan. Y'all know that. So
yeah.
For me to stick up for Dee Dee, the tides have turned.
Yeah.
And I wanted her to drown in those tides last week.
Yeah. I think maybe there was something else. It was weird how Vicky cared about that so much. It didn't even happen to her. It happened to Alexis. So that's why I'm wondering, like, that can't be just that. There must have been something else that she can't talk about because it didn't happen on camera. So she's just kind of shoveling it over to the thing that she can talk about. It was good to see Alexis again.
Was it?
I like her. What is going on? I thought she was so cute and had good looks. I mean, they were kind of the same both times, but I thought she was so good.
I loved her looks. I don't think she was good at the show.
I feel like she only had 2 seconds to even try to be good at the show.
And those 2 seconds weren't very good for her. I can only go off of what I see. What do you want me to say?
I want you to apologize. I want you to look right into the lens.
No,
and apologize.
I don't feel sorry. I didn't say anything wrong.
I think you did.
I think she's incredibly beautiful and her looks are amazing and so polished. But did I like what I saw on the TV show? No, I didn't. And that's okay because this show is all about opinions. We all have opinions and she's an asshole. So basically, Michael and Ginger were head-to-head for the win.
Yeah.
So kind of by default,
Dee
Dee
and
Tamara were in the bottom. I was so grateful for that because it's time. It's well past time that Dee Dee leave. The lip sync was fine. But thank God Tamara's so good at it because we finally get to say
toodaloo.
Toodle-dee-dee.
Toodle-dee-dee. You know what blew my mind though?
What?
After she got eliminated and she walks off, she gets in the workroom and throws those arm poofs off. Why didn't she do that in the lip sync? She had those arm poofs the whole time. She didn't do anything with them.
Maybe she even was like, I shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Listen, we say this all the fucking time. When someone stays past
their
due date,
expiration date,
people start to turn on them. And this person without any badges who's been in the bottom 4 times, had she made it to the finale, she really would have been enemy number one.
Yeah.
Enemy number what?
I wanted to look like Regal and Poof Sleeves today, but I feel like I look like Patrick Starr from
You do. Do it. Do it.
What does he do?
I don't know. Say,
Hi, SpongeBob.
Okay, I gotta say, something about that feels anti-trans. I'm concerned.
I thought it would be cute.
That was great. That was great. I do like it, though.
I think it's really pretty. Yeah. It's like a shirt dress, and it has pockets.
Can't go wrong.
I got it at Ross.
Can I say something?
I wish you would. You never
I've been
say
quiet.
Anything.
I've been quiet this whole time. I thought I would be happier to see Dee Dee go, but I didn't. I think she did really well this episode.
You know the reverse of that phenomenon where an actress doesn't get an Oscar when they should, so they give it to her next year for the thing that doesn't matter? Mm-hmm. It's the reverse of that. She should have gone home, but
and
then
now,
they kept
her, let
her
stay.
And now she's like, did kind of okay. But I think she was the only logical choice.
100%.
I think that...
And I
that's how the cookie crumbles. In the UK, they call cookies biscuits, so that's how the biscuit butters.
You know they have biscuit that it just says on the package, digestives?
Digestives.
It's not very appetizing. Okay, we will be back next week for the finale. I'm so excited to see Ginger win. So if you want to come in next week, see Ginger win, hit that subscribe button and, of course, the notification bell.
Join us on Patreon, patreon.com/IMHOTheShow.
Also, we're both on Cameo, so go there.
We can get a Cameo if you want one with both of us. Just do that.
It's the holiday season.
A doobity-doo.
And get your merch at dragqueenmerch.com. Goodbye. Can I tell you something really sad?
Yeah!
Okay, I was listening to No Such Thing as a Fish. Shut up. So I was getting ready. I heard this fact that there is a mystery illness that is killing all the starfish in the world. It's a mystery illness. They can't figure it out. We have lost 90% of the starfish population in the world. That is 5 billion starfish have died recently. Recently.
I think something's coming, you guys.
And do you know how they die?
They fart.
Bitch, funnier. Their arms just disconnect and walk away. Not funny. Sad.
I don't understand what you mean by that.
Their arms pop off. Okay. So for the longest time, we thought, by we, I mean the scientific community, thought that starfish were a torso without a head, right? These are arms and that's it. In fact, their arms have brain matter in it. So that's why if you cut a leg off of a starfish, the leg can completely regenerate, including the middle part with the anus and everything. But they're cutting, the arms break off and walk away because they've got brain matter and they can, and then they all die separately. They don't regenerate, they all die. So do you know what they're doing? They got a bunch of starfish and they're trying to figure this out. They have them in this big aquarium in a warehouse. The warehouse is where, or right behind where Kiko, Free Willy, used to live before we let him go and then he died. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
5 billion starfish.
That's really
sad. We've
lost
90% of the starfish in the world. I didn't think I'd ever care about that.
Well, are there starfish down in the deep that we don't know about?
Oh, probably. But from what we can guesstimate, again, by we, I mean the scientific community. You know,
NASA.
I had science class and stuff.
Is this because I said I look like Patrick Starr?
No, fish? I heard it on No Such Thing as a Fish.
No Such Thing as a Starfish.
Almost.
Wow.
Isn't that sad?
Well, you know what I heard?
What?
Oh,
God, here she goes.
I don't have any life experiences to talk about. I've just been sick.
Honestly, don't push yourself.
I've just been sick. And then I'm getting better, recuperating.
I have another fact. Do you want to hear something else that's really interesting?
Yeah.
Okay. So on No Such Thing as a Fish, they were talking about Formula One. Because, you know, the Formula One race in Las Vegas. Oh, the F1, race cars. Yeah. They're going so fast that if they blink, they lose 20 meters of the road. Like, just a blink, and then suddenly you've already gone past, like, 20 meters. So it's like, if you blink and you don't know where you're going, or if you blink at the wrong time, you could miss a turn because you're going so fast. So the drivers have to plan out their blinks when they're driving.
Oh.
And because of that, for the most part, they blink at the same time. Because they try and time it when they have, I guess,
certain straight points. Oh, like they blink in the same places.
Places. Oh. So that they don't crash. Listen, they talked a lot about Formula One on this particular episode. And I did not think there was that much that went into car racing. But there is. It's a very precise, scientific community sport. It's really interesting. And you know, they sweat so much that they lose four... I don't know, you know, they were using the metric system and we don't know anything about that. They lose four somethings of water, of body weight, because they sweat so fucking much.
Why don't they have AC in those cars?
The cars are hot. The engines are so big. One driver used to put black tea, just like cold room temperature black tea, in his car. And then as he drove, it would heat it up so that at the end of the race, he had a hot tea waiting for him.
I don't like this.
What?
You knowing about race cars and whatnot.
You have to listen to No Such Thing as a Fish. It is so interesting. And they all have British accents. Well, except for Dan.
Do you know? Okay, you know what I've been listening to lately? It's a music artist called Lufay.
No.
And she's like jazz.
Lufa.
No, Lufay.
What does she do?
She just sounds so beautiful. And she sings these like jazzy kind of songs. The music is lovely and it's like... It's called Lufay. The album is Bewitched, and I've been obsessed with it. I really can't stop listening to it.
Say you will, say you won't, say to do what I know.
Say you're driving a race car.
That Bewitched with song black tea. Is one of the first times I ever saw you perform.
It is. I choreographed that.
That was the
for
first.
For the girls in Drag Mafia.
I think that was the first time I saw you.
I was proud of that. I choreographed that for Drag Mafia, and we performed it. With the, like, the feet, like, babe, li, 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 li.
You know what I find it really interesting about that group?
That they're all
only
dead.
Surviving member.
I survived the mafia. That's why I'm tough, okay? I've been through a lot.
Or you
I survived
them.
So the mafia, the drag mafia. I survived Camp Wanakiki, okay?
You didn't survive, you thrived in Camp Wanakiki.
And I survived Tamara Thomas. Blatant attacks.
Barely. No, it wasn't. I think ultimately she was joking. But it is very funny to me that you don't.
I know, no, I do, I do.
Okay, we'll see you later. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah, SpongeBob. What does he say?
That sounds good. You know the voice of Patrick is from Coach. Did you ever watch Coach?
Oh my God, my dad loved
the tall blonde guy. That's Patrick.
Oh, that makes sense.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Okay.